drive-ins have been popping up all over the country during the pandemic. Few, though, are right in the middle of a city, next to a highway and skyscrapers. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkos visited the Newark Moonlight Cinema, which celebrates Black filmmakers and actors.
It's a warm fall evening in downtown Newark, New Jersey. Hundreds of us are parked in the middle of a gravel lot. This is the home of the pop-up Newark Moonlight Cinema, which opened in July. A DJ plays music before the show. People get out of their cars to dance, wearing masks and staying apart. The crowd is filled with young couples, groups of friends, families with kids in pajamas, and older folks reliving bygone days of going to drive-ins. Strangers are chatting with their neighbors in adjacent cars. The vibe is really friendly. Everyone seems happy to be out of the house. Tonight, the Moonlight Cinema is screening Black Panther. The drive-in staff is costumed as characters from the film, including the Moonlight's founders, a married couple named Ayanna and Saree Morris. Ayanna is cosplaying Angel Bassett's character, Queen Ramonda, and Saree is dressed as the Black Panther. Ayanna Morris is a filmmaker herself. She got the idea to open this place after a documentary she made screened at an outdoor festival.
I thought it was very smart, very great way to adapt with the times. And I'm like, hey, I want to bring this to my city. This is cool. There's no driving in the area. So why not?
Her husband, Saree Morris, happens to be a real estate developer. And he thought of a location right downtown on the grounds of the old home of the Newark Bears baseball team until the team went broke a few years ago. The stadium was demolished last year. As a movie theater, the space has its challenges. For one thing, the lights from nearby skyscrapers and streetlights create some glare. And at the beginning, they didn't know to put SUVs behind little cars so everyone could see.
So, you know, our first 2 days was kind of touch and go.
Even with concession, like, you know, we've never owned a restaurant before.
They show everything from big popcorn films to indie films, but all the movies have one thing in common.
Our goal is to highlight Black filmmakers, actors, and actresses based off the racial tension that was bubbling in the country and just seeing a current news cycle of unarmed Black person being shot by a cop. I thought that it would be a great way to give us an escape, give us an outlet, and celebrate Black culture and allow us to see positive images of ourselves.
Saree Moore says that they've been selling out and that people have been driving from all over to support this Black-owned business.
But we have people from Brooklyn, the Bronx, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware.
The Newark Moonlight Cinema has started screening premieres in conjunction with Amazon and HBO. And it'll be open until early December. And the couple is already locking down their 2021 plans. Anastasia Tsiolkos, NPR News, New Jersey.